Man, hold on. I got to charge my damn headphones. Go ahead. Go ahead.
We live.
Man, we here?
Yes, sir. Bike at it again.
Back at it in his quarantine dreams with the one and only Max Boney, never phony. Got the crew back in the building, a.k.a. back in this quarantine building. Virtual world. Got the homie QT question mark in the building. Got my nigga Adrian Low-End Theory in the house.
Yeah.
You got Badafi Tails, a.k.a. ASAP Nash, a.k.a.
LOD, we back designer, in this bitch.
AKA
full effect, fuck what you talking about. Avalanche body ass. What's up, family? Blessings.
Nigga started made with the haymakers.
Blessings. How y'all living, body. Though? You know what I mean?
Don't be getting mad. And we get all
the COVID-free, COVID, whatever the fuck you should do.
Man, COVID got him eating vegetables now, man. He had his first leaflet of broccoli.
Oh, my mama, though.
Life.
Restore Shabazz.
This nigga.
Shabazz, nigga. On God, on Muhammad, man. Nigga.
Told this nigga straight up.
Nigga, I just ate a salad. I feel blessed right now.
He said ever, nigga.
Straight up.
I'm so
blessed.
We had the little salad bar. The last time we
had salad. I'm dead. Man. Straight up, man.
Taco salads and shit, but we back at again, the quarantine edition of Chris Talks Podcast. Man, you know, what month two, nigga, fucking quarantine and shit. Bullshit.
Facts.
But niggas still surviving. Niggas still, you know, COVID-free. That's, you know what I'm saying? For those who are affected by this situation, you are definitely
I want to say to this episode, rest in peace to Andre Harrell.
Oh, yes. And also,
indeed. Blessings, God. Rest in peace.
Those are the two. Woke up this morning seeing both of those. I did not like that. I hate when
and, who else that passed?
Little Richard,
that's what it was.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, yo. Bless him.
Little Richard.
I'm more mad. I didn't know this nigga to be better than that school bus.
That's crazy, yo.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, how the fuck did you have the magic school bus for the longest? I've been wanting that teacher.
True icon, man.
He was on the magic school bus. He was on Sesame Street. Mm-hmm. He was making moves.
Hard nigga, he was on everything. Like, he was literally an icon, and I'm happy that he made it seem like, you know, hey, be my goddamn respect while I'm here. Should I'm there, this is what I think of, you
know? Facts.
Yeah,
he always been on, and I always respecting him for that.
Right.
Shit, I want to make it to 87. Goddamn.
Facts.
I want to make it to 87, bro.
Man,
shit.
That's crazy, 87 years old. And think about it, I haven't heard that so much about him for so long. You know, I thought he was just chilling.
I know, for real. Niggas went quiet. Everybody smoking weed and went Muslim.
He definitely didn't go.
That is no correlation at all, bro.
He definitely didn't go.
Did not.
For real. My Shabazz.
You talking blasphemous during Ramadan, man.
Right.
Hey, salute to all my Muslims out here. Oh, salute to all my Muslims that still eat bacon.
This is awakening. That's violated by
the LOD.
But it's for Tony Muhammad.
Back to the Mayday edition.
Man, RZA Islam about to pull up on us, man.
Back. People have the wrong place it on fucking up.
Jay Electronica type beat.
Looking up.
Brother, first of all, what is this, Bambusa?
That Bosa.
Also, rest in peace to Andre Harrell. Definitely the innovator in this game. Started, you know, Hector Jive, you know, that's something he was back in the 80s. Hip hop. Also,
Uptown Records.
You know what I'm saying? If it weren't for him, it would be no Mary J. Blige, no goddamn Jodeci. You know, Diddy. You know,
Diddy, man. Diddy, for sure.
He got that star from him. You know what I'm saying? And a nigga let it go. Well, and all of a sudden, rapper, right, you all right?
Never mind. Go ahead.
Okay, no, man.
Bro, all we can see is either your hand or the up your nostrils, bro. It's driving me crazy.
Dr. Umar Johnson, man.
Don't worry about me, yo. I'm trying to get this parsley together, man.
I'm trying to get this paper.
We get this partially together, nigga.
Roll up that May Kush in the virtual Kush cave. We here.
Oh, well, my mama, you know what the time it is.
Crazy, man. Yeah, man.
But legendary. Nah, salute to the gods, though. You know what I'm saying?
Also, I think we should go ahead and get the, should we get the, you know, all the bullshit out the way first? All the terrible bullshit going on in America out the way? But, you know, these two Yakubian
fucking. Let's do it, man.
My ex-dude with the motherfuckers and shit that killed you. Dumb black male for no reason for just jogging in the neighborhood. But she's gonna tell me the nasty boy, WC. Hey, yo, nigga, bro. And I ain't nasty, trying to be funny. I'm trying to be dead ass. Like, this shit pissed me off. Like, and think about it, this shit happened 2 months ago.
Yeah.
That's the part of making it even more worse. Now the video come out and all of a sudden everyone getting uproar and all of a sudden that way they want to arrest motherfuckers. This shit should happen. Right when this shit happened. You know what? It was fucking totally opposite. It was a white man got fucking killed by two niggas. Man, the cops would have killed that nigga and the mayor. You know there's some bullshit going on. To get these
motherfuckers. I mean, just even with the videos of these motherfuckers like at the capitals and shit with their guns.
Yeah,
right. In their motherfuckers' faces. Hey, talk about home. That on, you know what I mean? They don't want to wear them ass and shit. Like,
I saw this tweet earlier saying about white people are more upset because someone tell them to wash their hands and stay in the house. So that's why they're upset.
Oh yeah,
they gotta watch their hands. They were with some germs.
That's they took away baseball too.
People do what they want. Yeah, baseball and hockey, NASCAR too.
Jeez. Yeah,
boy, they know basketball can be done next month. They can't wait for fucking baseball and NASCAR.
These motherfuckers have the nerve to say this is their civil rights movement, dog. I was
who said that?
Why this shit was on video, bro. They fucking.
You're talking about like Rona Parks.
Yeah, bro.
Rona Parks.
Rona Parks. I'm fucking
Rona Parks. You gotta speak on my man's man in Georgia though, man. Like this shit.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
That shit.
Can't joke jogging through your neighborhood.
No, that's definitely absurd.
It happens all the time. It happens all the time, bro. The only reason why it's even a thing is just because we found out about it. That shit gets covered up left and right, especially in the sticks, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, motherfuckers is not numb to it no more.
It's kind of from the point now. It's like, damn, what's gonna happen next?
Like straight up, that's how it is. That's all 2020 been giving.
Like viral wise, seeing the videos and shit. Like for the past thing, you can see a number of black kids on fucking.
You know what I'm saying?
On national television. I'm tired of seeing niggas buy Eric Garner t-shirts and Mike Brown. Fucking, you know, my hands up. I'm tired of seeing this shit.
Hey, time out, my fool here.
I just think
it's time out, man.
He said time out.
How you going to tell me time out my food here while I'm doing
that? Handle your business.
Pick one of your fries, nigga.
No, I think if anything, though, this just shows the value of a life in these like time, like crisis that we're in right now. Like the value of a life is already low and the value of a black life is even lower than that. You know what I mean? Like it's even lower than having the coronavirus. Like you can't even like respect me. And there's like, death at your door, regardless, and then you still want to make sure a nigga's down because I'm jogging in your neighborhood.
Take it upon yourself. I saw a video of this white man he was running in a suburban neighborhood. This nigga had a fucking flat screen TV on his shoulder. He's running, and he's wanting to see like if somebody's gonna say something. Say this shit.
Yeah,
you know
man.
What I'm saying? It's a point that we already knew, but he already proved it for himself that everyone else is. It's gotta fucking stop. But motherfuckers wanna act like the shit's not going on. And the shit been going on from the beginning of time. I'm tired of getting like a fucking dog. Shit, dogs got better rights than us. Think about it, shit. Michael Vick went to jail for killing a motherfucking dog. George Zimmerman still out here at fucking in Florida, still chilling. Ain't that about a bitch?
Zimmerman got arrested too, so I mean, it's not done yet.
What's going on with that shit, though? I heard about that on Twitter. What's going on with Zimmerman right now? I heard about that bullshit.
I don't know. I mean, he got arrested like in general for like the Trayvon stuff, but I mean, and it's not even a guarantee. It's not even a guarantee at this point.
It was public uproar just to get these motherfuckers arrested. You feel me? Like we had to like blast this shit on social media, or these motherfuckers was gonna continue to roam the streets.
Straight up.
Yeah.
I mean,
piss
going on Facebook. Going through their fucking clan, fucking thread. I mean, like, oh shit.
R.I.P. to that young man. His birthday would have been Friday. This past Friday.
He was real young, man. Was he like
26. He would have
been
26
Friday.
Yeah.
Damn. That nigga our age. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks, man.
All from the shit in Indianapolis, see the cop killing this dude, all on Facebook Live and shit.
Yeah, I seen that too.
Like, that shit was some bullshit too.
They just had, I just seen some local shit, like from Minneapolis or St. Paul, yeah. This dude just got convicted for killing a dude from Road Rage.
So, yeah. Say what?
Black man. Gang member. Yeah, some white dude up here in St. Paul thought that's a black dude. He just fucking just shot him because he thought he was a gang member.
Yo, word up. He feared from his, for his life from like 10 feet or it was like 10 meters away, 10 feet away, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Damn, niggas out here wilding for real.
Second time this happened in St. Paul in the past 5 years. You think about it. Happened to shit with Philando Castile. Rest in peace to that man, too.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
This is like another one. Now they having a convicted. The motherfucker get the chair. Fuck all that sitting in prison. Oh, nigga, you gotta die for the shit taking young black life for no fucking reason. I don't even fuck with the death penalty shit. I'm sorry. At that point, you gotta go. Fuck that shit. Ain't no point.
No, you just publicly executed somebody. Like, you don't deserve any respect.
For no reason. Your life wasn't in fucking jeopardy. You just saw a different pigment than yours. You saw a nigga, man.
You're true indeed, yo.
Fuck up my heart. But I had a speak on it. I know we had a speak on it because I can't let this shit be. Fucking destroying the goddamn rug, bro. This shit is annoying as fuck, and I'm tired of speaking on it. We should have to speak on this shit again. You know what I'm saying? Again. Always some other shit.
Yeah. Shit's crazy.
Everyday struggle, bro. It's just the system we're in, man.
It's to the point where now where it's life.
You know,
what's finna happen?
Man,
what's next
thing on the young man?
Every single month of some bullshit.
Family,
in the past year.
For real.
New shit,
killer bees.
Killer hornets. Yeah.
No.
We ain't talking about Wu-Tang, nigga. For real. Not fucking Trump, right. Nigga.
We ain't talking about Nicholas Batum or Malik Monk. We talking about some real hornets.
This nigga here, yo.
Yo.
Yeah, that nigga Malik Monk got smacked back in the head by Jordan and shit.
That shit is forever funny.
Oh, man. Ray, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm rolling up, nigga. Don't.
Why is your hand all on the... Nigga, set it up on the wall. So I'm tired of seeing your palm, nigga.
Don't worry about me, fam.
It's like I'm reading your palm.
He said I'm reading nasty your palm.
Madafi readings, nigga.
Thanks.
Your reading rainbow head ass.
Call me now. My bird, nigga. Wrong, nigga.
Relax.
Reading, to, he said reading to, rainbow that said call me now. Nigga, that does not man. Correlate, bro.
Y'all niggas tweaking right now.
Man, no, he ate his first are. He ate his first broccoli and his third eye open.
He said lying low, he had one piece of romaine lettuce. I ate the salad today, you know what I'm saying?
He ate his first salad in his life.
Happy straight up, nigga ate the salad today. I feel fresh and rejuvenated, you know what I mean?
I'm proud of you, bro. You growing up.
Yeah, straight up, nigga. Hey, Q. Tell these niggas, if you ain't got no croutons in your salad does not wang it.
No, that's God. Factual.
Yo, that's God, factual. Bro. These niggas think I'm loony. If you ain't got no croutons in your salad, your ass is out.
That's like salad for beginners, though, man. I mean, you got to do what you got to do, bro.
Nah, bro. You put all that shit in there, but it got to have some croutons. Y'all niggas, if y'all think I'm waking up with that shit online right now, I bet you motherfuckers say they put croutons in their salad.
But most people do, I feel like.
Yeah.
That's pretty normal,
long
bro.
Long stomp.
Like, straight up, if you ain't got no croutons in your salad, that shit out.
Littlefoot, nigga. What's her name, Littlefoot?
Land before time.
Shout out to Mayor of Chicago, man. Make sure niggas jump shots this week. Stay home.
She look like she got gay late. Like, she got gay at 55 and shit.
This shit.
She got big auntie vibes.
Right, you got a prison and shit.
Big facts. But yeah, to close that out, man, just RIP that young man. Condolences to his family, you know, because it's an everyday struggle for us as black men in America, you know what I mean? We just need to come together.
And my nigga Fred got some.
Those got to work it out. I just watched Get on the Bus on goddamn Netflix. Y'all seen that movie? about the Million Man March, you know, in 95, 96.
Okay.
It's a good ass movie. Spike Lee directed it. It's a real good movie. About Get on the Bus.
Netflix.
That shit right there came out, I think, at a perfect time. I think I needed to rewatch that. It was a good time in America too for black folks, especially young black males. You know, it's after the Rodney King riots and OJ verdict and all this shit. It was kind of getting looked at a little bit different. Kind of
word. Yeah, I think it's dope that you brushing up on some black history. That's fire. That's a good ass idea. Right.
But that sure, in this March, time right now. You know, nothing really much changed, but I feel like we need something. We got something.
Facts.
We got nobody speaking up for us, bro.
Hell yeah, man. More sad shit, man. Madafi, I know you took one, took a loss, man. Brady the God, son. We heard you.
Well, my mama, I was crying that day, nigga.
Screaming out.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace to the nigga God. Nigga Gordo.
Man.
What's some of your faves right now? What's some of your faves, Madafi? She got
Bad Boy Fresh. He just dropped that God Level. He did the Training Day tape. I don't know if y'all niggas peeped up on it, if y'all niggas listen to Fred the God, but yeah, he had some shit cooking up.
I mean, I first heard of him, you know, from the Fresh Release. That's my first
time.
Right.
My old new homie had good ass bars, though. He was just a guy who's real. You know, he's from New York, right?
I thought he was from Germany. From the Bronx.
He's from New York, the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what his style is. I listen to his music and I fuck with his freestyles and stuff too. So.
Yeah, that's my nigga.
Yeah, like I've been, you know, on homies here for a while, but I always heard good things about Fred the God. And I heard him a couple features too, so it's never like I never heard a bad verse from my
that nigga said before Netflix, I seen Stranger Things.
That's
the God.
R.I.P. man. Been losing a lot of motherfuckers lately, bro. It's been crazy.
Yo, this shit is for real loony.
Who else was on that? Mac Miller was on that cover too, I think.
Yep, 2011.
And like 2011.
Yep.
I think Kendrick. Mac Miller. I think that was the same time Kendrick was in.
Yep.
Big Crit.
Kendrick. Yeah.
Kendrick.
Yeah,
all that little B.
Who else?
YG.
That bullshit.
YG.
Yeah, YG Meek was Mill. On that cover. Oh, dang.
Think so.
Little Diggy or whatever.
That nigga Diggy.
Oh,
Diggy.
Oh, yeah.
Diggy. Yeah,
he was
Diggy
on the cover?
Yeah.
Man. That nigga. Bro, the only song I heard from that nigga is when he tried to diss J. Cole. That was the only thing I knew from that nigga.
Oh, Ty the Prince, too.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Forgot about Sci-hi, that.
I mean.
Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah, and Yellow Wolf, weak ass.
That's a nice class.
Came out like racist.
That class was, yeah, facts. That class was crazy, nigga.
All them niggas still active right now.
Is Yellow Wolf still active? Oh, shit. Last I heard of him, Royce was calling him racist on his ass out on that album.
Well, yeah, on the on the shit.
Y'all see that photo of that he was shopping at Walmart with the Klan mask on. That was him.
He had the Klan mask. I'm fucking.
Dude, I'm looking at the picture right now. This motherfucker Yellow Wolf got a slingshot. In the picture, bro. Like, why?
What?
He has a fucking slingshot, bro.
Let me pull it up.
What was that one song he
shooting
had?
Squirrels and shit. Oh my god, he was getting bread in Minnesota. He was selling first dab out.
Like, fuck yeah, it was all the right.
Your daddy's Lambo.
He had, I don't know. He had a couple tracks. I'm not even gonna front like I didn't listen to his stuff for a little bit.
Yeah, early.
Yuck, they had a little twist on here.
That nigga went to jail. He was the G. That's why B went to church afterwards, nigga.
Oh, yeah, Meek Mills. Meek Mills is on. Yeah, okay.
He perked up.
2011.
Yeah.
Some shit like that.
2011.
Yeah.
That was young Kendrick.
God damn.
It's like that. And then you look at 2019 and you like, what the fuck am I looking at, bro?
Man,
he's
now
all. Percocet.
Facts. Me and buddy. Oh, no. Random shit like that. Bingo platinum.
Baguette.
Megan, your baby.
Facts. Hey, shout out Steve the Stallion.
You
Stallion? I get a chance. Steve Stallion.
That was blasphemous. I want to find whoever made that.
Yo, that shit got me fucked up forever, bro.
I need to find whoever made that and end it. That's nah, man. That was disrespectful.
Yo, shots.
Man, that shit was something else, bro.
Dude. I got to say some freaky shit. You all fair.
Niggas was performing with my favorite band. That was some disrespectful phony people.
Fact, I'm thinking of sitting there confused.
Hey,
man.
RP the legend, man.
I got y'all stage. I got y'all stage and incense ready for tonight.
Hey, as soon as it's off, we finna get it popping, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
Yo. Hey, that shit's on in like 30 minutes.
Oh yeah, we gotta. Ain't no sports to talk about. We can wrap it up quick.
Right, we go back we got predictions. Who we got?
Donations.
Y'all better watch out for Jill. She uppercut y'all with that. She'll come over with some real shit. I feel like everyone sleep on Jill Scott a little bit. So I think it's gonna be a beautiful.
Like Jill's more like if you know, you know, man.
Yep, that's what it is. She got a lot of.
But her pen, though. She got a pen, though, too.
Yeah, she got a pen.
She got a pen, so she might just bring some shit out. That nigga fuck with that. They ain't even know she wrote. But I'm rolling with Erica, though.
Yeah, Erica's up. Everybody rolling with Erica, straight up.
Oh, God.
Personally, I listen to Erica more, but yeah, I definitely can see Scott just coming back and just, yeah. It's not gonna be like anybody getting washed. Definitely.
Well, my camera's fucked up.
I'm excited. I'm super hyped. Give us some good energy, bro. The women, man. The women for the win. Especially this week. Even music wise for me, man. Women been killing it. I've listened to more women than I've been listening to niggas. No cap. Right. No cap. Shout out John Doe. Shout out Live.
I gotta run by.
I haven't listened to John Doe yet.
I didn't either.
I was.
Haven't gotten the chance.
Shout out Lil Sims.
Lil Sims was tough.
Made some good releases and shit, man. And Grip, shout out my nigga Grip too.
Is she from London or something, Lil Sims?
Yep.
What's up with this nigga Grip, bro?
Grip went crazy.
That nigga different, bro. I was telling y'all niggas in the chat, like, we need to have a conversation about this nigga. Like, this nigga's level of rapping. Crazy.
He's from Atlanta.
Yep.
Why?
Yeah. I saw that shit on, because I was like, well, the day his album came out, I saw that shit on, like, I was like, pigs and, like, pigeons and planes or some shit like that. That fucking page.
Yeah.
That nigga was like,
this yeah, bro. His ability to rap,
crazy.
His ability to rap and be vulnerable in his music is super fire, bro.
Yeah, he's especially just really good at conveying shit. Fact. Really good at conveying shit.
For sure. The Chris Brown Young Thug. That's probably like the only time I'm ever gonna talk about Chris Brown on the album.
low key
that shit kind of bad.
Like, that shit kind of bad. Wayne, really. I didn't really
listen to it yet.
It's all right.
How many songs is it?
12. I think it's to like 12.
It's like a whole album.
Oh, Chris Brown be overdoing the shit. We had cocaine, bro.
Nigga be like 40 albums and shit.
And why they got my nigga sitting up in there surfing on the Newport box? That shit was
yeah.
That shit was legendary.
Hey, Malone. They said that nigga smoked Newports before he go in the booth.
in the booth with it. Ooh, we the whole time. Charlie Wilson.
It was solid. I only gave it like one spin. They put it up on like all the streaming services now, so it's up there.
I got time.
Slime and B.
Yep.
Yeah, I liked it. It was early.
They just know how to like put music together, so it's just gonna sound good, right?
For sure. But
it's, I mean, trash, it's nothing that we that's can't gonna. Be that's the worst, bro.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure. That shit sucks, bro. Indoors.
They got. I'm gonna just list off like. I don't know if y'all listened to. They had K Camp dropped.
Oh, shit.
I listened to what was the Kiss 4?
Five.
Kiss 5, wait, yeah, that's what it was. Why you be worried about niggas, bro?
Stop to get.
Hey, what's up with this nigga, bro? He always worried about where the camera at. No.
You got this shit right in your face.
Like, that ass, nigga. Everyone else
is cool. Nigga, we can see your pores, bro. We can see your pores, bro.
What kind of game are you on your phone?
Get your shit lined up.
Mm. Oh man, they have let's see, Quelle Chris dropped. Oh, yeah. I don't think we talked about that.
Oh, he damn. Facts, I did too.
The Innocent Country too. That one was tough.
It was bang.
It was tough.
I'm sad I missed that. I'm gonna get to that after this.
Oh, mama's, I'm about to get to that.
Damn, I'm fucking up.
What you did, yo?
Yeah, Train with that shit.
Cool. I ain't listening to that shit.
Because Train put in the group chat. And I follow him on the Rams too, so it's like shit.
Let me see. I don't know if y'all listen to Car. K.A.
Listen to Car shit.
From Brooklyn.
Listen to Car shit. Car
that dude is tough.
Car shit is crazy.
Y'all listen to Nav?
Nah, fuck no, nah.
The bodega store closed, nigga. What's going on?
He said the bodega store.
The bodega store.
Nigga, he said the bodega right now.
Where they sell bodegas.
Right, where they sell bodegas, bro.
Facts. Nigga retarded.
He had like two songs I listened to off there, though. He had Don Toliver on there and Pop Smoke.
Recipe.
Then he just got his platinum plaque too. Shout out to Pop.
D-O-D-O.
Yep.
Up in all the stores.
G Herbo got his shit too. He got gold.
Yeah, he went crazy.
I fuck with G Herbo, bro. Even though he be off beat sometimes.
Sometimes. He was Blueface before Blueface, sometimes. Man.
But it's just more
Chicago
like
Chicago shit.
I respect this shit more than Blueface. Blueface is the stupidest shit I ever in my life.
Oh, he better off playing Spider Man, man.
That shit was.
He should just play Spider-Man from now on. Son
was tumbling around when it was just all just panty lines on the goddamn 4-yard line to make a house.
Right.
Oh man.
Hell yeah, man.
Other than that, I think. Oh yeah, Knowledge the Pirate.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
yeah.
Did he drop?
Mm-hmm. He dropped yesterday.
Damn, I ain't even peep it out yet. I need to. Oh my mama, as soon as we click off, I'm finna listen to that. It's Wangy?
It's nice.
It was tough.
Oh mama's, I need.
Even that car shit the, fire too.
What's the name of that? What's the name of that Knowledge of the Pirate? I forgot the name of that song.
How's the Quelle Chris?
That shit's nice.
Quelle Chris is tough.
It's got Chris Keys. Like do some
I went back and listened to their first project they dropped together, and it's like completely different. Like this is completely left field from.
Yeah, I listened to that first project, and I was like, I mean, all the songs are short and shit, and I don't know, man. I fuck with it though. Earl on this. I want to hear the new shit.
Dr. Earl and fucking Maxo too.
Oh yeah.
How about that?
Got that on my break.
And Worldwide Me. Like Alchemist too. Which
I think yeah, man.
Is that a little Lucy or some shit, or is that like some shit? You know, Earl might got some shit stuck there.
We all listen to the Jay Worthy.
Jay Worthy for sure. Still bumping that
joint.
That shit was nice. I'm mad it's fucking raining outside. Type shit. You want to ride around to be outside?
Man, I've been sliding to that.
Yeah, that was tough.
I've been sliding to that. That fucking what's the name of that shit called? Hard Times or Hard Knock High or some shit like that. That song. Yeah.
Right.
Fucking Frankie Lyman. There's some Frankie shit on Lyman, there.
Ice cold.
Frankie Lyman's hard, though.
It is.
Come on, McGuap, dad.
Yes,
and,
bro.
Now it's a power joint called Family Jewels.
Family, that's it.
I'm finna go look that up.
There's a lot of stuff dropped.
Did y'all listen to this Ace Hood shit?
Nah, what was it like? What was it like? Five tracks?
Self-preservation.
This nigga on baller.
Nah, I missed out.
Hey, Hood is super slept on, bro.
I swear to God.
He's always at work. It just never panned out for him business wise.
Him and DJ Khaled, you know what I'm saying?
Do you guys listen to the Mozzie album?
Yeah, I did. I kept seeing it, but I didn't click on it yet.
He's got some tracks on there. If you're into his music, it's, you know.
Yeah.
Bishop Nauru.
Yeah.
Didn't even listen to it,
but I seen Pete drop.
Cause man, I don't know. He annoys me, man. I feel like he's not that good. I don't know what he has over Doom's head. That he's the only one that's getting all these albums from Doom.
Maybe they just cute.
Cause he had that album with Doom and K Trinata or something like that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like side A, side B. I was like, what is going on? And I felt like it just
bad.
And it was just like mid, like rapping wise. I don't know.
The beats were fire though, but he was just no.
Hey, E-40 dropped too.
Oh yeah,
myself.
I did check that out. Honestly, yeah.
You gotta check my nigga E-40.
What song did I like off there? Hold on.
Speaking of, he was on that James Worthy on that sample for Let Me Hold Something. That shit was hard.
Word, bro.
That shit was hard from Three Strikes. If y'all ever seen Three Strikes, classic movie.
It's my movie.
Y'all listen to the Drake album? I know Mac did.
I did listen to the.
Hey, the hardest joint on there. Drake, the hardest. The hardest joint on there is that Pain with Cardi.
What? Yeah. I mean,
nah, that shit suck, bro.
Cardi came in and
Cardi, yeah, the baby voice.
That's the hardest.
He had the helium voice. He had the helium voice and shit.
I like the D4L. I like D4L. One with Thug and Future.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Rod Stone dropped too.
The Chicago freestyle was probably the hardest thing on there, and I feel like that was more Givian than Drake.
Right.
Yeah. Losses was cool. That was a cool little record,
That was probably, it was just a bunch of throwaways, so it was like, whatever.
Yeah, it was just some okay.
He's going to get his numbers regardless.
Fact.
Rob Stone dropped the deluxe edition.
Rob Stone, dang phone.
That's literally, I ain't even peep it, but I know that shit came out.
The dropping since he knocked was knocking niggas out for a minute.
I remember he knocked out X-Tentacion, whatever.
Yeah, he ran on stage.
Man, I don't know if that was him or somebody from his group. Was it him?
He might be right. It might have been his.
Hit
him with
his foot. This nigga said no socks on.
Yo, no
socks. Oh, yeah, he was on stage barefoot.
I know he was doing this. He was doing this down tempo joint.
Man,
got swept off his feet.
Yeah, with no socks.
Hey, y'all fuck with Coda the Friend. He dropped it. You fuck with Coda the Friend.
He's solid.
I fuck with him, bro.
I've heard a couple of joints like that Alkaline song by him.
Yeah,
I don't know who. I don't know who he knows at Spotify. But no matter who I'm listening to, his song will like automatically come up in like the, you know, they'll just start playing random songs. Yeah,
right.
It's crazy. Like I'll be listening to like Earth, Wind, and Fire, and he'll come up like Chicago Diner or whatever. Come on, and I'm like, bro, what? Like 50 Cent.
Yo.
Hell anybody? Nah.
Like I swear, I don't know. It's probably something with my account. I don't know, but.
Well, he dropping like, on the, he dropping soon. How much peep that shit?
He's solid.
Yeah, he is.
But I just feel like they be trying to force him on me.
Right.
Polo G coming out too. Y'all fuck with Polo G, right?
Polo G, indeed.
Yeah, he coming out. I'm all right.
Y'all I'm gonna have to check that out.
I have my limits for good and good nigga shit. Like, I'm Nudy, and you know that's my nigga. A little baby here and there, but I mean, it's a little
Too many Lils. Polo G look like Mike.
Tracy from Atlanta.
Mike Tracy.
Hey, he just moved back too. Over here.
Back. That's my nigga Mike.
Yeah, my mama. He live in Dinky Town again.
Oh, word.
Move back.
Jack,
yeah,
is he? I think a little bit.
I'm gonna have to hit that nigga.
That shit was horrible.
Nigga, that was a real slave shack. I felt like the German troops got some niggas out of there.
That was a crazy ass time in my life, bro, to be honest.
Don't want a nigga getting their ass beat in the house, anybody, girl? I was saying there, bro.
Yo, that shit was crazy.
This is the Negro.
My man had to walk away from the camera.
Yo, hey, yo.
About to get yeah, into it.
She used to crunch that nigga. She was funny as hell.
What you doing? Stop hitting me. Why you add all the hey, right? I'm more shit to it, right? Leave it alone. I asked my question. He said yes or no.
Damn, my man. Yeah, he said my man fucked up.
Nigga, my doctor.
Hey, yeah. All right. Shit.
That nigga asked like he was trying to from WWF, nigga.
I swear to God. I see that nigga with a black eye and a busted nose. I was like, all right, yep.
See, I ain't say nothing else. God, Miss Dick.
Straight up.
Hey, y'all see the bull with the NBA trying to do, nigga? The shit they trying to do right now.
They going to Disney.
Said, like five niggas in the gym at a time or some shit like that when they open in the gym. What they said some shit like that. Y'all think I'm wigging, bro, because they just not opening the gyms back up so niggas can start hooping, but they was like, they only finna allow like 5 or 10 motherfuckers in at the time.
No, I think we were referring to them actually setting the playoffs.
Trying to resume the season. They said the Trailblazers ain't going, though.
Where your wolves at, nigga?
They said
about, nigga?
Where the wolves were ever on the couch. They were never on the couch. They were but they were saying like all the teams that were kind of like on the cusp of like playoff, they may just not be in contention. They may just drop them and just run it with whoever was at the top.
Man, fuck that shit. That shit weak.
Yeah, you know the top 8, nigga.
Nigga, man. Fuck all that, nigga.
You gotta stop. You gotta. You had to stop relying on the.
Yeah,
bro. You was waiting on the team.
My Celtics in there too.
They quarantined.
Nigga, watch your mouth, man. Nigga, the Trailblazers is getting in there. Fuck y'all talking about, nigga.
Yeah, the playoffs.
If they find a way to make this happen. No.
All we need is them. You know what I'm saying? Let us get 10 games right fast.
They gonna be in the bleachers too, right next to the
players. Nope. Fuck you talking about.
No fans. That shit out weird.
That's what y'all gonna be on.
Straight up.
If you watching the varsity.
Hey, you think it's going to be different, like, with no fans? You think players are going to probably even play with more confidence?
Niggas be talking shit.
I say.
Talk shit more.
You ain't, you know what I'm saying?
You going to be, oh, shit, nigga. They going to be here all
because, like, that pressure means something, bro. You know what I mean? Like, when it comes to sports and shit, like, high-stakes sports.
It, it's basically, think about it, Q. It's basically just, like, niggas playing gym, like, running five.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So that shit could be spooky for niggas. Like, niggas could get off like 50. Hey,
they
like,
live right now,
crazy.
Bro.
That shit's crazy.
We'll see, bro. I'm interested to see if they bring it back. Hopefully, man. Because ESPN ain't got shit to talk about right now. But it's Jordan.
Right.
Jordan and LeBron compared.
That's it.
Hey, I got to go, bro. They live. So I'm going to slide out on y'all.
Oh, they live?
I'm going to slide out on y'all. They on there.
Hey, all right, yo.
Hey, you turn on the notifications.
Looking ass.
Yeah, we gonna wrap this up. We gonna holler at you. Shout out my boy Dio. We got some shit on the way.
Hey, tune on my mama. Dropping tomorrow. Radio. I'm out.
Oh,
they
probably ain't
going on the God. Blessings, God.
They gonna have to run it back.
Uh huh.
This probably won't be up until after tomorrow.
Right.
Shout out
Dio. We got shit cooking.
Facts. You're right.
Facts, man. Blessings.
We in the future, technically.
The streets need that.
You know, if there's any link to run it back, we'll link it.
Bet it up.
Run it back. All right. Peace out, y'all. I'm about to go check
it. All right, son. Say, Eric, go out.
All right. It's the one on his Mac, Bony Never Phony.
Nigga sound like a pastor. All right. Peace out. QT. All right. Sound like a...
It
sound like a pastor that buy 10 bags. Man, I appreciate y'all. Blessings, God.
But no, we'll talk about this later, man. Stay blessed. Wash your hands.
Indeed. Blessings. Peace. Y'all stay safe and wash your hands.
Peace.
Yeah.